Erickson. Do this now.
For the next several minutes, consider your body inside and out and write down answers to the following questions. What is right about my body? What am I okay with? What can I enjoy, admire, and even celebrate? Next, reflect on what things might be like if your body didn't possess these positive qualities. What if they were taken away? How would this impact your life? Write down your answers. Now write down an example of a time where you told yourself a pessimistic story about something negative that happened in your life. How could you have formed an optimistic story instead? What might that story have looked like? Write it down. Next, take one of your big five goals you wrote down at the end of chapter 4 and conduct a pre-mortem on it. Here's a refresher on how. Start by assuming that the undertaking has failed spectacularly. Then, over the next few minutes, write down every reason you can think of for the failure and pay special attention to the kinds of things you might not want to consider as potential problems due to ego or, if you're in a group, impoliteness. Assuming you have failed spectacularly at the goal you've chosen to analyze, write down every reason you can think of for the failure. Now, in light of the pitfalls you've uncovered, generate and write down ideas for how you can minimize their likelihood of occurring or avoid them altogether. Chapter 14. Beware the self-made myth. I've learned that you shouldn't go through life with a catcher's mitt on both hands. You need to be able to throw something back. Maya Angelou. The Grant Study is one of the longest-running observational studies ever conducted. It began in 1938 and has followed the lives of 268 Harvard undergraduate men for 75 years, measuring an astonishing number of psychological, anthropological, and physical traits ranging from personality type to IQ, drinking habits, family relationships, and even hanging length of his scrotum. You never know what the data might reveal. This project was undertaken to determine what factors contribute most to human well-being, and George Valent, who directed the study for over 42 years, published its most striking findings in his 2012 book, Triumphs of Experience. Among them are the obvious, alcoholism is incredibly destructive, the encouraging, moderately intelligent people have the same earning potential as highly intelligent folk, and the peculiar, politically left-leaning men tend to be more sexually active later in life. The crown jewel of the entire endeavor, however, is the single factor that appears to be most powerfully correlated with flourishing, the warmth of your relationships. The 75 years and $20 million expended on the Grant study points to a straightforward five-word conclusion, Valent says. Happiness is love. Full stop. The men who scored highest on measurements of warm relationships earned more money than those who scored lowest, achieved more professional acclaim, and experienced less anxiety, dementia, and other disorders. Valent's best advice to all of us who want to be healthy and happy, then, is to cultivate positive and meaningful relationships. This conclusion has been supported by other research as well. For example, a study conducted by scientists at the University of Michigan looked at 270,000 people in nearly 100 countries and found that while both family and friends are associated with happiness and better health, as people got older, the health benefits remained only in those who had strong friendships. It turns out Valent's guidance is pretty good fitness advice too. Because your relationships can also significantly impact your diet and exercise habits. In one study conducted by scientists at Harvard University, a person's chances of becoming obese increased by 57% if they had a friend who had become obese. Among pairs of siblings, if one became obese, the chance that the other would become obese increased by 40%. If one spouse became obese, the likelihood that the other would become obese increased by 37%. This phenomenon cuts the other way too. In her 2017 book, The Transformational Consumer, Tara Nicole Nelson shared the following data from her time working at MyFitnessPal. Users who shared their food diary with friends lost twice as much weight as those who didn't. Users who had 10 or more friends in the app lost 4 times as much weight as users who went it alone. 56% of users said they preferred to exercise with others because it made them more likely to show up and work hard. Even Arnold Schwarzenegger has said he couldn't have made it as a bodybuilder, actor, businessman, and politician without all the help he received from many people at every point in his journey. You can call me Arnold, you can call me Schwarzenegger, you can call me the Austrian Oak, you can call me Schwartzy, you can call me Arnie, but don't ever, ever call me the self-made man, he said in his 2017 commencement address at the University of Houston. The whole concept of the self-made man or woman is a myth. He went on in that speech to share parts of his story that you don't hear in motivational monologues and biographical sketches. Arnold's mother tutored him through school. His father taught him how to play sports and develop discipline. A lifeguard taught him how to do his first chin-up. Coaches taught him weightlifting and powerlifting. Fitness magnate Joe Weider brought him to America and gave him a place to live. Men and women patiently gave him acting, voice, English, speech, and accent removal lessons. Studio executives, producers, and directors found roles for him. Teams of specialists worked tirelessly to make him look and sound great on the silver screen. And Jay Leno helped him announce his candidacy for the governorship on his late-night show. So this is why it is important for all of us to recognize, and this is why I tell you, on every step of the way, I had help, Arnold said. And the reason why I want you to understand that is because as soon as you understand that you are here because of a lot of help, then you also understand that now is time to help others. That's what this is all about. You've got to help others. Don't just think about yourself. Help others. I couldn't agree more. You wouldn't be reading this book if I hadn't received the help, directly or indirectly, of literally thousands of people. Researchers, writers, readers, followers, colleagues, friends, and family, to name a few. To say nothing of all the people who have helped me get into a position where I could write the book in the first place. I scoff at the notion of being a self-made man. I was taught at an early age that no matter what you want to do, don't try to go it alone. You won't get very far. Most of us assume that people achieve success and then start giving back, Dr. Adam Grant said in a 2013 interview in Scientific American. But what if the opposite is true? Could it be that giving first actually leads people to succeed later? Dr. Grant provides a thoughtful answer to that question in his 2013 book, Give and Take, where he explains why some of the most successful people in not just business but life in general are in fact classic givers, people who genuinely try to help those around them. Use this insight to your advantage. Every aspiration of yours is going to require help from others, which means you will always have opportunities to give back. If you can find joy in that reciprocation and strive to give more than you take, you will become what Dr. Grant refers to as a giver, and your chances of personal success and satisfaction will increase markedly. An easy way to incorporate this into your daily routine is to recruit a friend or friends to work out with you. You will all benefit from this in several ways. You'll be there to spot each other and help improve each other's technique. You'll provide each other with accountability and external motivation. You'll help each other stick to your diet and exercise programs better. You'll help each other push harder in your workouts. You'll help each other have more fun in your workouts. Another easy way to do more giving is to remember that it doesn't require that we try to become Mother Teresa or Mahatma Gandhi. It simply means finding ways to add value to others' lives, and it doesn't have to cost more than 5 minutes of our time. As Oprah Winfrey once said, no gesture is too small when done with gratitude. This can also have a ripple effect in your life by encouraging the people you touch to do the same for the people they can touch, who can be encouraged to do the same, and so on. What could these 5-minute favors be? Whatever people might find helpful. For example, you could share a useful book recommendation, introduce them to someone who might be able to help them, strike up a conversation with the person at the social gathering nobody is talking to, send a handwritten note to thank them for something they did, even if it's just being a good friend, teacher, boss, or mentor. Compliment them on something they did well. Share, comment, or retweet something of theirs on a social network. Offer feedback or a testimonial on a product or service. You get the idea. The possibilities are endless. Recommended reading: Give and Take by Adam Grant. Do this now. Your mission is to do 7 5-minute favors for people you care about over the next 7 days, with no strings attached or repayment expected. Think of 7 such favors you could do and write them down. Then do 1 favor per day for the next 7 days. Chapter 15. Farewell for now. It is not our memories, but the person we have become because of those past experiences that we should treasure. Marie Kondo. Little in life is more satisfying than setting daunting goals and then doing whatever it takes to make them a reality. This is when we're at our best, when we're pushing ourselves beyond our present capabilities and comfort zones, to do things that expand our perceptions of what is possible. I hope that as you finish this audiobook, you decide to embrace and embody this philosophy, not only in the gym, but in other areas of your life as well. I hope my writing helps you wake every day and decide to do the hard things that will make you proud. I hope you can return regularly to this audiobook for inspiration and determination, and especially when you need it most. I hope that one day, as you look back on everything you did to reach a level you now only dream of, you'll say this audiobook had something to do with it. Remember that the real fun begins when you turn the words in this audiobook into actions in your own life. Where you are now is a result of who you were, but where you go from here and ultimately end up depends solely on who you decide to be from this moment forward. To help you get started, I've put together a package of bonus material that will help you get more out of what you've just learned and implement the key principles and practices discussed in this audiobook. You can get instant access to everything at www.workoutmotivationbook.com/bonus and get started right away. Yes, tomorrow can be a day that you will remember as the day when you took the first fateful step toward a new you. Or you could put down this audiobook right now, shove your ambitions into a memory hole, tell yourself that everything is fine the way it is, and just keep doing what you're doing. Denial is nothing if not calming, but know this. You can only ignore the truth for so long before it sucker punches you in the gut. As difficult as it is, the sooner we face our weaknesses and shortcomings and brainstorm ways to eliminate or circumvent them, the faster we can get to where we really want to be. So the choice is up to you. If you're one of the brave few who chooses the red pill, you're in for an adventure. and if there's anything I can do to support you, please let me know. My goal is to help you reach your goals faster, and if we work together as a team, we can and will succeed. Here's how we can connect. Facebook, www.facebook.com/muscleforlifefitness. Twitter, www.twitter.com/muscleforlife. Instagram, www.instagram.com/muscleforlifefitness. And last but not least, my website is www.muscleforlife.com. And if you want to write me, my email address is mike@muscleforlife.com. Keep in mind that I get a lot of emails every day, so it may take a week or so for me to get back to you. Also, if you've gotten anything from this book and are better off in any way from reading it, please pass it on to someone you love. Let them borrow your copy, or better yet, get them their own as a gift and say, I love and appreciate you and want to help you live your best life, so I got you this. Read it. My personal mission is to get this information into as many hands as possible, and I simply can't do that without your help. So please spread the word. Thank you so much. I hope to hear from you soon, and I wish you the best. Would you do me a favor? Thank you for listening to my audiobook. I hope that you're able to use what I've said to look, feel, and live better than you ever have before. I have a small favor to ask. Would you mind taking a minute to write a blurb on Audible about this audiobook? I check all my reviews and I love to get feedback. That's the real pay for my work, knowing that I'm helping people. Thanks again. Free bonus material, guides, tools, and more. Thanks so much for listening to the Little Black Book of Workout Motivation. I hope you found it insightful, inspiring, and entertaining, and I hope it helps you reach your health and fitness goals faster. I want to make sure that you get as much value from this book as possible, so I've put together a number of additional free resources to help you, including a savable, shareable, printable reference guide with all of the book's key takeaways, exercises, action items, and checklists, a list of my favorite tools for getting and staying motivated and on track, inside and outside of the gym, 3 bonus chapters on the beauty and power of difficulty, how to engineer your environment so you need less motivation, and how to use gratitude to feel less stressed and depressed, reduce the risk of chronic disease, sleep better, and more. My most recommended books for building a better body and life, 3 interviews with thought leaders Stephen Guise, James Clear, and Mark Murphy on the topics of habit formation, goal setting and accomplishment, environment design, and more. To get instant access to all of that, plus an additional surprise gift, go here now. www.workoutmotivationbook.com/bonus. Other books by Michael Matthews. Bigger, Leaner, Stronger. The Simple Science of Building the Ultimate Male Body. Thinner, Leaner, Stronger. The Simple Science of Building the Ultimate Female Body. The Shredded Chef. 120 Recipes for Building Muscle, Getting Lean, and Staying Healthy. Cardio Sucks. The Simple Science of Losing Fat Fast, Not Muscle. Bibliography. 12 Rules for Life, An Antidote to Chaos, by Jordan B. Peterson. Total Recall, My Unbelievably True Life Story, by Arnold Schwarzenegger. The Magic of Thinking Big, by David Schwartz. Hagakure, The Secret Wisdom of the Samurai, by Yamamoto Tsunetomo, and translated by Alexander Bennett. To Sell as Human, The Surprising Truth About Moving Others, by Dan Pink. Rethinking Positive Thinking, Inside the New Science of Motivation, by Gabrielle Uttingen. The Marshmallow Test, Mastering Self-Control, by Walter Mischel. Thinking, Fast and Slow, by Daniel Kahneman. Willpower, Rediscovering the Greatest Human Strength by Roy F. Baumeister and John Tierney. Principles, Life and Work by Ray Dalio. The Talent Code. Greatness isn't born, it's grown. Here's How by Daniel Coyle. Do the Work by Stephen Pressfield. It Works, the famous little red book that makes your dreams come true, by R.H.J. The War of Art, by Stephen Pressfield. The Motivation Myth, by Jeff Hayden. The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, The Counterintuitive Approach to Living a Good Life, by Mark Manson. Hard Goals, by Mark Murphy. Mornings on Horseback, The Story of an Extraordinary Family, A Vanished Way of Life, and the Unique Child Who Became Theodore Roosevelt, by David McCullough. Alexander the Great, by Philip Freeman. Elon Musk, Tesla, SpaceX, and the Quest for a Fantastic Future, by Ashley Vance. Titan, The Life of John D. Rockefeller Sr., by Ron Chernow. Leonardo da Vinci, by Walter Isaacson. Stumbling on Happiness, by Daniel Gilbert. Rapt, Attention and the Focused Life, by Winifred Gallagher. Happiness, Unlocking the Mysteries of Psychological Wealth, by Ed Diener and Robert Biswas Diener. Learned Optimism, How to Change Your Mind and Your Life, by Martin Seligman. The Happiness Advantage, How a Positive Brain Fuels Success in Work and Life, by Sean Aker. Self-Analysis, by L. Ron Hubbard. Positivity, Top-Notch Research Reveals the Upward Spiral That Will Change Your Life, by Barbara Fredrickson. Gratitude Works, A 21-Day Program for Creating Emotional Prosperity, by Robert A. Emmons. Flourish, A Visionary New Understanding of Happiness and Well-Being, by Martin Seligman. Peak Performance, Elevate Your Game, Avoid Burnout, and Thrive with the New Science of Success, by Brad Stolberg and Steve Magnus. Living with a SEAL, 31 Days Training with the Toughest Man on the Planet, by Jesse Itzler. A Complaint-Free World, How to Stop Complaining and Start Enjoying the Life You Always Wanted, by Will Bowen. Bigger, Leaner, Stronger, The Simple Science of Building the Ultimate Male Body, by Michael Matthews. Thinner, Leaner, Stronger, The Simple Science of Building the Ultimate Female Body, by Michael Matthews. Meditations, A New Translation, by Marcus Aurelius and translated by Gregory Hayes. The Power of Intuition, How to Use Your Gut Feelings to Make Better Decisions at Work, by Gary Klein. The Gulag Archipelago, by Alexander Solzhenitsyn. The 33 Strategies of War, by Robert Greene. Triumphs of Experience, by George Valent. The Transformational Consumer, Fuel a Lifelong Love Affair with Your Customers by Helping Them Get Healthier, Wealthier, and Wiser, by Tara Nicole Nelson. Give and Take, Why Helping Others Drives Our Success, by Adam Grant. Make Your Bed, by William H. McRaven. This has been the Little Black Book of Workout Motivation, written by Michael Matthews, narrated by Michael Matthews, copyright 2018, Oculus Publishers.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.